You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Fire officials say the nearly 100-year-old Stone Lake Pub on Main Street was completely destroyed in a Friday night fire. According to Stone Lake Fire Chief Rob Payne, the fire started in the attic area just before midnight on Friday. Crews from Hayward, Bass Lake, Round Lake, and Spooner responded to the fire as well and finally cleared the scene at around 5:30 a.m. on Saturday. They determined that the building was structurally damaged and decided to demolish it for safety reasons. Nobody was injured, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Proposed legislation to allow Superior Water, Light, and Power to access federal funding for lead service line replacements has passed in the state legislature. According to State Representative Chance Green, Superior Water, Light, and Power is the only privately owned community water system in the state. Because it is privately owned, the company has not been able to access that federal funding assistance, and residents have been on the hook for increased costs associated with replacing the lead service lines. The legislation will now head to Governor Tony Evers. We Energies is notifying residents between Rice Lake and Haugen to be aware of a natural gas supply issue that was raised this week. Company officials say they're already working to resolve the issue, but residents should take precautions in the meantime. Residents should ensure their carbon monoxide detector is working properly, turn off all natural gas appliances, and open a window to ventilate their homes. If your carbon monoxide detector goes off and you begin experiencing symptoms of illness, you should leave the home immediately and call 911. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is offering free RFID identification tags for cattle and bison this summer. According to a press release, the DATCP has a limited supply of the RFID tags and expects them to be available until around late September. The tags were supplied by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They can be ordered in multiples of 1,000, and there is a 5,000 tag limit. The agency is also offering separate orange button tags for veterinarians for identification when vaccinating against brucellosis. The Wisconsin Technology Council is now accepting applications for the 2025 Wisconsin Innovation Awards. The event seeks to recognize innovative ideas from companies across the state with multiple categories of awards, including fields like manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture. Interested companies can apply for the event themselves, or residents can nominate them for recognition. The application and the nomination process are available online and must be submitted by July 15th. The awards ceremony will be held in November. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to keep an eye out and scout for new areas that could accommodate future hunting opportunities while they're out and about this summer. The agency tracks available hunting land on their Public Access Lands tool, which residents can use to navigate in the field during hunting seasons. There are 6 million acres of publicly accessible lands in the state, and agency officials say some of the best hunting grounds could be further into forests and wildlife areas than most hunters typically venture. Nurses and healthcare workers at Aspirus St. Luke's and Ascensia Health in Duluth voted to authorize strikes at the facilities on Monday. Members of the Minnesota Nurses Association have not officially called for a strike yet as they continue to negotiate their concerns regarding staffing levels and pay at the facilities. The vote only authorizes the group to call for an unfair labor practice strike. If they do eventually call for a strike, the union would need to give the healthcare facilities 10 days of notice to ensure coverage can be arranged to maintain patient care. The Rice Lake Board of Education replaced its Public Relations Committee with a more inclusive committee at their meeting on Monday. After dissolving the Public Relations Committee, the board announced the creation of the Communications and Public Relations Committee. The intent of the new committee is to make it easier to keep stakeholders like parents, staff, and community members informed and involved in the decision-making process. The Board of Education also approved a 4% increase in transportation rates at their meeting on Monday. The Wisconsin Election Commission published a new permanent administrative rule on how election observers should operate at polling places on Monday. The commission approved the new rule with a 5-to-1 vote on Friday after 2 years of consideration. The new rule clarifies when poll workers are allowed to request assistance from law enforcement authorities to address conflicts, allows election observers to use available seating and restrooms, and clarifies that only members of the media are allowed to take photos or videos inside polling locations. In a unanimous decision on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled Governor Tony Evers improperly used his partial veto power on legislation creating a new literacy program. The bill created an early literacy coaching program and established grants for schools that changed their reading programs. The Republican-controlled legislature put $50 million allocated for the program in a separate emergency fund where it still remains. The decision also found the legislature and budget committee can legally put money into an emergency fund to be distributed later. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are on the clock. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The NBA draft continues tonight. The Bucks with a pick in the second round, 47th overall. Former Badgers star John Tanjay and Marquette's Cam Jones expected to be selected. Last night, Con Knipple from Milwaukee, the fourth overall pick by the Charlotte Hornets, becoming the highest drafted player ever in state history. His high school coach, Ryan Walls, at a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran High, who won the state with Knipple in his senior year.
Never had a kid ever be drafted before, so able to share this moment with a lot of people who love Con.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before hosting the Rockies tomorrow night. Rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, now 3-0, after leading the Brewers to a 4-2 win over the Pirates yesterday to win that series.
Electric, yeah. You know, that's Miz. You know, if you're walking a couple of guys and a little erratic, able to calm down himself and get right back on the bump and stay on the attack. That was huge for us.
That's Brewers catcher Eric Haas with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, is back in the public eye, or trying to be. Americans last remember her from 2012's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The show followed the hyper six-year-old while she graced the airwaves of TLC and was a spinoff from an equally horrible show called Toddlers and Tiaras. Both shows were the brainchild of Mama June, Alana's mother. Now the poor kid is trying to reinvent herself and remain relevant, as former reality stars so often do, and she's using a new biopic to do it. If you're interested and can't get enough southern drawl and manufactured charm, check out I Was Honey Boo Boo on Lifetime. Dreamy heartthrob Bobby Sherman has passed away. Sherman was a teen idol in the 1960s. Sherman sang hits like Little Women, Hey Mr. Sun, and Easy Come, Easy Go. Bobby Sherman was 81 years old and 5 feet 9 inches tall. Is it just me, or does it seem like people should know the height of celebrities who pass away? Let's start something new here. Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility is getting a makeover. Daisy Edgar Jones has just signed on to be the film's lead, Eleanor Dashwood. The role of sister Marion Dashwood has not been announced yet. The story follows the sisters after they are forced to leave their family home in Sussex due to financial issues. Daisy Edgar Jones herself announced the news on social media. Her previous credits include Where the Crawdads Sing and last summer's Twisters, where she played the female lead opposite Glenn Powell. Most of us have a love-hate relationship with Facebook and only know the story of its beginnings from the film The Social Network. There will be a sequel on the way from Aaron Sorkin. Variety reports that Sorkin has written a screenplay as a follow-up to the 2010 film based on a series of Wall Street Journal articles called The Facebook Files. No casting has taken place yet, but Sorkin is an Oscar-winning writer, so buckle up, folks. It's always fun to watch the box office prognosticators estimate what film will earn how much in theaters. The new Brad Pitt film, F1 The Movie, a film set in the world of Formula One, is being called Top Gun on Wheels by people such as me, Peach Waba. It opens this weekend, and box office so-called experts are estimating the film will bring in $40 to $50 million. F1 The Movie is Apple Original Films' 6th theatrical wide release. Speaking of Pitt, the actor recently told a story about how he was almost fired when he was an extra. Pitt appeared on Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast and talked about his life as an extra after moving to Hollywood. Pitt told Shepard while working on the Charlie Sheen movie at No Man's Land, he ad-libbed a line while playing a waiter. The assistant director told him, if you do that again, you're fired. Can you imagine? His mutual man crush with George Clooney was almost unrequited. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with scattered showers today, our high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the mid-50s tomorrow. Clouds in the morning, some sunshine in the afternoon, 73 on Saturday, partly cloudy. Late day storms, high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.